Tired of the smell and air quality in your basement or crawl space? Don't despair. The newest Wave Moisture Control Unit will transform your basement or crawl space into a drier, healthier, more comfortable environment. The new Wave units incorporate smart technology, using wireless sensors upstairs and down, which monitor conditions and automatically adjust the ventilation rate for optimal performance. An app allows you to monitor and control your unit from anywhere. In the presence of carbon monoxide, an alert will be sent to the app and the unit will automatically ventilate at the highest rate. Get rid of moisture, radon, and gases from your basement and your whole house year-round with Wave. Wave units are maintenance-free and only cost pennies a day to run. Performance guaranteed. Dealer opportunities available. Call now, 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This episode brought to you with the complete knowledge and courtesy of Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a board-certified NUCA chiropractor, GAPS practitioner in Salt Lake at his concierge practice that he has there, his clinic. It's a great place to go if you want to get adjusted, if you know what I mean. I find every time I go there, I get adjusted in lots of different ways, including an attitude adjustment. I just have to stay away from his wife Mary's raw egg stuff. Other than that, I'm in a great shape going there. You
powerful,
will be too.
One of the most powerful detoxifiers on the planet.
Lovely. Okay. All right. So having said just some things that is not worth, it may be a really powerful detoxifier, but it's just yucky. Eggs, egg whites, egg, raw egg. Ugh, disgusting.
If I made you a shake with a raw egg in it, you would not know it.
I know.
You knew
Mary, your wife has made them for me many times. I didn't know. I just don't like it, the idea of it, you know, as much as anything else. All right, let's talk about things that have to do with the supplementation craze that we are on now. Standard Process is the outfit that you use and I use. You have your own proprietary things, the Long Life Energy Enzymes and the Ageless Thyroid. But other than that, those are the enzymes do what you would expect they would do, help you digest your food better, help the foods you put in your body to better use, put it to good use by having the enzymes get at the benefit of the food, and then your body's going to get the benefit of the food. After all, that's really why you eat. I know some of you eat because you like ice cream and cake. It tastes good. But the reason that you really eat, ice cream and cake are not going to do much to further your health and nutrition. But you eat because you have to stay alive. And the best way to do it is to stick something in your mouth and swallow it and have it go through the process. So there are things that we hear about these days as studies are conducted, blood work is done. I remember you and Jack both talking about my vitamin D quotient and whether I had enough or not and how you get it. It's supposed to be the sunshine. Remember the old ads for bread? That was Wonder Bread includes sunshine vitamin D. And so you refer to it as vitamin D hysteria. Why, if in fact we are lacking and we need it, why is the focus on it hysterical?
There are these waves of fads that pass through the medical industry, as well as the alternative healthcare industry. And any time somebody finds a way to make an extra buck here or there by pushing some crazy, crazy stuff. I mean, the frauds in the alternative healthcare industry right now are piling up like manure in a barnyard. And we have gone through...
What a great analogy that is.
Well, we have gone through so many frauds on our podcast. And, you know, the antioxidant scam and the vitamin C ascorbic acid scam and the MTHFR gene, bad gene scam. And the list goes on and on. I could do several more. But that I want to talk about the latest podcast that's available as of this morning at ForbiddenDoctor.com, podcast 140, the vitamin D hysteria. like everything else, when we find out a little bit of something's good, we think that, you know, an atomic bomb version of the same thing is better.
Right.
And the number one job of vitamin D and the best source of vitamin D on the planet is the sunshine because of the photosynthetic effect that takes place through the skin when the beta cholesterol, which you need plenty of cholesterol in your skin to do this, is converted into a form of vitamin D, and your liver is involved and your kidneys involved, and all kinds of transformations take place to give you the final version of an active form of vitamin D. Now, the number one job of vitamin D is to absorb calcium from the gut. You can take calcium all day long, but if you don't have enough vitamin D, you're not
going to... What does calcium do for us? Why do we have that calcium?
It's probably the most important of all the minerals, and there are many minerals upon which our life depends. We're mineral-organized beings. Calcium is right there, probably at the top, because it's the only gland, it's the only mineral that we have a gland to regulate its level inside of our body. The nervous system needs it. The digestive system needs it. Your skin needs it. Your eyes need
it. So how do you know when you have enough or too much or too little?
You'll know.
I'm going to ask about both these things, because in the blood tests that I've taken for decades, there's always, and it was, I think, about 10, 12 years ago when you and or Ken noticed that there was a low number associated with my vitamin D.
Yeah.
And then there's a calcium reading also in your blood work. Is there not?
Well, there is, but there's two calcium readings that are important. The most common one is serum calcium, how much calcium is flowing through the bloodstream. Mm-hmm. The other one is ionizable calcium. It's the form of calcium in the tissues themselves. What happens with vitamin D is when you get a lot of vitamin D, your body will pull calcium into the bloodstream, either from the gut or from the tissues. And that a great thing because it's a transport system. It's like a bus. You want to get on a bus from point A to point B, but when you get to point B, you want to be able to get off the bus. Mm-hmm. And that's what this podcast is all about, is sometimes we get entirely too much D that transports calcium
through
the bloodstream.
But again, how do we know that we have too much D? How do you know?
Well, it's very hard to get too much. You'll start getting calcification of the kidneys.
So is this all right? I want to get to the heart of this podcast called The Deadly Vitamin D Hysteria. I want to know are there different types of vitamin D, like there are omega fatty at this omega-3, omega-6, omega-9. So is there a different kind of D that can be a problem?
The
good kind, bad kind.
The thing you'll find on most supplements, and it says right there on the label, is cholecalciferol. It's kind of a vitamin. It's a vitamin D3 form of vitamin D, the active form of vitamin D. Cholecalciferol. Or it'll say 25-hydroxy vitamin D. It's the same thing. And the interesting thing about this is that if you go to your local farm store or some pesticide place, and you pick up a bottle of what you use for small rodents, for voles, for mice, for possums, for squirrels, wherever you're inundated with something and you've got to poison these creatures, and you look at the number one active ingredient, it's the same thing, cholecalciferol.
All right, we're going to pause for a moment here. I'm going to go down and get my vitamin D and bring it up here, and we're going to examine the contents of what I'm using for vitamin D, and maybe there's advice, maybe I need to go to a standard process product. But let's evaluate it so that people are not confused about advice, because that's what happens so often. One person looks at it one way, another person looks at it another way. It's of no value to the audience if we aren't specific about what it is. You're talking about the specific form and what's in it, and is it in all vitamin D? So we'll get to the bottom of that in a moment or two. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Jack and I have been taking Calitrin now for a while. It is a fabulous choice for weight loss because it gives you re-energizes. I guess it gives you energy. It's so great for your joints. You want to have support for your joints. The bursas need as much support as you give them. And the less weight you have, the better it is for your joints. This is a company that's been in business for decades. Calitrin, number one healthy choice for weight loss. Calitrin. You understand, Jack, how it works. Basically, it's all collagen, which is the number one protein, the rebuilding protein. I would bet you talk a lot about that. How does this protein work? It's mostly aimed at helping you, if you're exercising, to gain more muscle, right?
Well, it does. It stimulates the growth of a certain form of collagen, and you have several forms of collagen in the body. But the most form of collagen is what holds cells together. It's the knitting that goes between cells, especially muscle tissue, that holds the muscle together, that gives it definition, that gives it tone and strength. And when we are weak on this form, we're going to get, you know, we're going to the couch potato kind of syndrome. But the important thing about this is the number one food for this kind of collagen inside of our body is fat. And it is going to consume our own fat the more collagen we have. That's why muscle builders, you don't have to go work out for this to work. You just need to take the Calitrin. But people who take Calitrin and are working out, exercising, even minimal, when they start to build muscle mass is hungry for fat. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't get enough in your diet, it's going to go for your fat because that's what it wants to eat.
There you go. That's why you lose the weight. Pretty simple. Great explanation from Jack Stockwell. The best I can tell you is to go to the website, toploss.com. Look around at the response of people who have been using Calitrin. I've been using it this year, lost 12 pounds. This is a fabulous product because it isn't like you were like working at it. You know what I mean? I guess that's the best way I can put it. Just take these capsules at night, follow the directions, and you'll lose the weight. That's all. Toploss.com is the website. You can't get it in stores. Be sure to use the DJV checkoff because you'll get a great deal, 10% off, and then a free bottle when you buy three. So buy four, pay for three. That's the deal. Toploss.com. Lose the weight the intelligent way, as Jack has suggested. Order it now at toploss.com for the special 10% off deal, and also for the 10%, maybe you lose 10% of your body weight. Maybe that's the other 10% deal. Toploss.com. The code is DJV. All right, so I went downstairs. I have Nature Made D3 2000 IU. What does IU mean?
International units.
Okay. It says in the front of the bottle, D3 is the body's preferred form of vitamin D, supports teeth, bone, and immune health. And on the back of it, where it has ingredients, vitamin D3 as cholecalciferol, whatever
yes,
it was you said.
Yes, cholecalciferol.
And it is.
The problem isn't the source. The problem is how much we are getting. And that's the hysteria. People are being way overdosed this stuff. So you're going to have cold sores, kidney stones, restless legs, muscle weakness, insomnia.
Could this cause
skin
my restless
problems.
Leg?
Oh, absolutely.
Jack Stockwell is here on Good Day Health, and his latest podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com is called The Deadly Vitamin D Hysteria. And we are analyzing the bottle that I have. I didn't get vitamin D. I'm wondering whether Standard Process has a product for this.
Standard Process's vitamin D comes from lanolin. There's only three sources of vitamin D. You either get it from the sun, or you get it from cod liver oil, from a pure form of cod liver oil, or you get it from lanolin. And lanolin is you know what the animals put out into their skin, which is the byproduct of the vitamin D that they're getting. That's why animals sun themselves so long, because of all that hair, it takes a long time to get vitamin D produced in their bodies.
So cod liver oil has vitamin, cod liver oil versus regular fish oil, omega-3.
Yeah.
Cod liver oil is not necessarily omega-3.
Well, it has omega-3 in it, but it has much more vitamin D. Fish oil has much more omega-3 in it, but it's got some vitamin D. So we recommend both of them to make sure your bases are covered. And with Standard Process, their source of vitamin D is from lanolin. It's food-based. And as all as is the case with all the other types of supplements I recommend, if it didn't come from food, it came from a laboratory.
Well,
and we're
so
not
I'm trying
laboratory
to figure out
creatures.
Where this came from. All right,
well,
so
it should
says
say
on
the
this
food
bottle.
Source.
Well, hold on a second. I'm reading the. This is Nature Made advertises very heavily on network television as the number one supplement company in the country. Whether they really are or not remains to be seen. I happen to have gotten this, and I bid at an auction, a silent auction, a year ago, at a an event for dogs. And one of the local companies had put a basket of vitamins out, and I bid on it, and I got it. And included in this basket was Nature Made D3. And also it says, all right, so it says cholecalciferol, or whatever that is. Other ingredients, calcium carbonate, cellulose gel, maltodextrin, stearic acid, magnesium stearate, cornstarch, something I can't pronounce, some kind of sodium, gelatin, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So,
well, you can't absorb the calcium carbonate. Calcium carbonate is chalk. That's the most common form of calcium in a supplement out there.
That's what it looks like. It looks like
dirt
calcium.
Cheap. It's dirt cheap. No, yeah, you can't absorb that kind of stuff. But you know, there's such little regulation in all of this that these companies can get away with this kind of stuff. Which I'm always saying.
So is this doing me harm or is this doing me no good?
I don't think it's doing you any good at all.
Is
I don't
it
think
doing
it's
me
doing
harm?
Any good.
Is it
well,
doing
if
harm?
You get
well,
too much of it, it can do you harm because
well,
the
but
thing
how it is my,
too much.
My, you've seen my blood count. So if you saw something in there that was a warning sign, you'd say, hey, there's too much vitamin D here. Instead, you and Ken both tell me my vitamin D is low, and yet I get all – I spend in the summertime when I'm on the farm, I spend 4, 5, 6, 7 hours a day
out in the track
in the sun.
You're
so, but how, why
plenty.
Isn't it showing up in my blood count? Then?
It's going well. It here we go back to numberosis again, where there's this standard out there that everybody's supposed to fit into, and we don't because not everybody utilizes vitamins in their bloodstream the same as
way.
Somebody else.
Right.
Somebody is much more efficient use of vitamin D than somebody else might have. Mm-hmm. When you have too much vitamin D, you're going to have muscle cramps, muscle spasms, insomnia, twitching of the muscles, muscle
all right,
weakness.
So I have cramps all the time.
Yeah.
I don't have insomnia, but I have plenty of cramps. Plenty of cramps. I thought that was because I didn't have enough magnesium in
no,
my
it's
system.
F, you need vitamin F to balance vitamin D. And we've talked about Cataplex F many times.
Yes, we have, and I take it every night. So I'm effing the D.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV. To receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free, call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Back to the health action here. Very unique way of us understanding what's going on in your body. This is a focus on nutrition, on health, exercise, the way you take care of your spine, all those things that are important for a chiropractor, especially NUCA chiropractors like Jack is, to get into your body, into your head. We're doing a little of both of those things here. Thank you to Jack and his expertise. Check out the podcast that he has. His website is ForbiddenDoctor.com. That was the genesis of our discussion. We pretty much spent all our time to this point focusing on vitamin D, where it comes from, that sort of thing. So I think we need to move on, but I do think it's important for people to know. This is a good way if you don't understand. Let's say somebody took the symptom survey at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Unless they have blood work, they wouldn't be able to tell you, who wouldn't know what that aspect. I think part of the, at least for me anyway, part of the thorough examination every year is to get the blood work done. I love the idea, as a matter of fact. I've taken the symptom survey myself, had it analyzed. But don't you need, this is just one tool in the toolbox. You got blood work, you have a physical exam, you talk to people about what goes on really, and doctors don't normally spend a half hour, and that's what the symptom survey takes, about a half hour to do.
Mm-hmm.
So what doctor do you know who you go to that spends a half hour with you? You get that
for
done.
Free.
Yeah, and this, it just... There are all kinds of different components, and I don't want you to escape any of them. I don't want you to forget about any of them.
Well, remember,
when
you do a blood test, well, you're correct about that. And one thing about a blood test is it's a moment in time.
Uh-huh.
And your blood test is being compared to a national average. I mean, what average? It all depends on the kind of situation your physiology is in at any one time. If you had one of your parents pass away or a child pass away, and within a day or two you're doing a blood test in the hospital because it was scheduled before somebody died, yeah, you are going to have different values in that blood test than you would otherwise. And it's a moment in time. A thyroid panel is a moment in time. An endocrine panel is just a moment in time. What we emphasize is, what are the symptoms of these problems? Are you having symptoms of these problems? And the whole thing, again, here, I know you wanted to move on, but one thing about the vitamin D, if you're having those kinds of symptoms, they can lead to even worse symptoms if you're taking too much vitamin D, not the least of which is kidney failure and death, mm-hmm, because that's the method of action, mechanism of action, using vitamin D to kill rodents. And wow. So instead of,
that's what warfarin is,
numbers,
that people take warfarin,
well,
as another drug.
That's true, but you're exactly right. We use warfarin to keep the blood thin.
That's how you kill rats too.
That's right.
And
that's
bleed
why you
to
have
death.
To go to a ProTime. You want to go do a ProTime study if you're on warfarin, because if you get too much, you can bleed to death internally. Mm-hmm. If you don't have enough, then you got the problem with clots. But what we try to emphasize is, are the symptoms present? Are you having symptoms of vitamin D deficiency? If not, why in the world
would you be taking
all that synthetic?
People will say that if you're showing signs, it's too late.
No, it's not true.
You hear the people say that,
I know.
Jack.
You're right.
As well as I do.
Well, that's true, Doug. You'll hear people say that if it's showing up,
it's too late.
Not when it comes to nutrition.
So how the hell do you know what to do? That's really the
symptom. Let's start with a symptom
paralysis.
Survey. Yeah. Let's start with a symptom survey, like you said a minute ago. Give me a bigger profile of what's going on in your body by answering the survey. No charge for that. Then a nutritionist will talk to you for 30 minutes on your results. No charge for that. I mean, who else is offering something like
this? But so I'm looking at some of these things. This is what every once in a while I go bananas because I feel like I've got too much information. I have all of this stuff that your wife Mary gives to me to explain what these various things are that I take for nutritional support that come from Standard Process. If the average person listening to this program who has some kind of supplementation routine went through this stuff, you'd never be able to remember what it all was anyway. So you almost have to become an expert. And then it becomes frustrating because people get angry because they don't understand. We got too much of this, too little of that. It becomes almost self-defeating. It becomes annoying.
Well, that's what all of our podcasts are about. Again, free. Just, you know, you listen to it, go to the references, check out our sources. And
no, people aren't going to do that.
It isn't that
hard
to do.
People are not going to check out anything. They may listen to the podcast, but they are going to make a life. This stuff takes time. That's one of the points I'm making here. In order, Doc has given his life to this. So he goes off into the weeds all the time. And you hear things because you realize he's the smartest guy on the block. He's not trying to prove that to you. That just is where he's coming from. So he over-explains things. When it gets down to the bottom line, I listen to him talking about stuff going on with me, and I say, wait a minute, just tell me what's going on, or what does this stuff do? But who really of your clients, and I'm one of the most devoted people when it comes to practitioners of my health, I want to know what's going on, and I want to be able to take care of it. But to read page after page after page, here, I just found Cataplex D. All right, this is from a standard process. Cataplex D, vitamin D complex, found in Cataplex D, is derived from sunshine manufactured through the skin and plays an important role in maintaining a healthy blood calcium level. The vitamin D complex increases the diffusing capability of serum calcium. So who's going to read all that and even
understand it?
And it doesn't tell you where it comes from. It just says this is what it's used for. So,
well, when it talks about coming from the sun, they extract it from lanolin.
Yeah, I get that. But the average person isn't going to know that, nor is he or she going to care. They just want to know that by doing this, whatever X is, that I'm going to be healthy. And there are so many things that challenge us today in our everyday routine, thus the way we get started talking about vitamin D and how dangerous it can be because of where it comes from. You know, we got off onto a conversation earlier, and I want to share this with you because I got a kick out of the Senate committee taking up shark cartilage or sharks and how they may help fight cancer. Do you realize how asinine that statement is? The shark cartilage has been around for decades.
Oh, yeah.
And you can buy it in any health food store. And it does have, I remember when I advertised a particular brand 25 or so years ago for 2-3 years. And it was great for the immune system, great for all kinds of things. But they stopped selling it because there was a big to-do about how they were procuring it. You know, there's the people that catch the sharks, they cut off their tail for the tail fin, shark fin soup or whatever it's called, and they throw them back in the water and they die because they can't swim. And, you know, they were doing the same thing to produce shark cartilage because there are amazing benefits from shark cartilage. But these jokers in the Senate, this is something new. This isn't new. This has been around forever. The Chinese were using it 4,000 years ago. They figured it out. So it just goes to show you how silly some people are, the news media even sillier, to not even know. Somebody wasn't smart enough to realize that shark cartilage has been around for decades, or actually for millennia.
Well, it is. And when it's in an unregulated market like it is right now, you know, anything goes. Whatever's up in the media, then people jump on board. Whenever it's down in the media, because the quest for excellence in nutrition has never been an easy task.
Well, it's never been more important because the stuff we're eating is crap.
Well, you couldn't have said something more perfect than that. You're absolutely correct. And that's why we have such an audience that Mary and I have. And that's why our nutritionists in the office, Melissa and Carrie and Jen and everybody else, are so busy all the time on the phone. Because a lot of the stuff we say, people will contact us and say, you know what, that's the most sensible thing I've heard in a long time. Can you tell me more? And that's why we created the symptom survey. That's why the concierge health program, where we hold your hand and walk you through this whole thing, pointing you in different directions where you can be able to get more information that, I'm telling you, bottom line makes sense.
All right. We're combining all kinds of things here to help people out. You get the personal attention from Jack, and you get the information that you can use on your own for you to go out and figure what you should do for supplementation. Here's a good way for you to get a good night's rest and a good way for you to be healthy, because without a good night's rest, you are not, no matter what you do. If you don't get 7 hours of sleep every night in a good way, that is a good bed, good pillows, all of that stuff makes you feel comfortable, you're cruising for a bruising. That's why My Pillow is so cool. The premium pillow is now on sale. Buy one, get one free using the code DJV. That deal lasts until next week. Then they'll come out with another deal. But you can always use the DJV code at MyPillow.com to apply to purchasing a pet bed, for example. They have a special on right now, as well as with the premium pillows. You and your pet can enjoy the comfort. You want to sleep with your pet. If your pet's sleeping in your bed, get him his own bed, and then you'll sleep maybe with him on his own bed because it's just as comfortable. All kinds of things that are at MyPillow.com. So adjust your sleeping habits, adjust what you have, not only for you, but other members of your family. The world's most comfortable pillow. You'll never sleep with another pillow again once you get this wrapped around your head. That is, understanding how it works. You fiddle around with it just right for your neck, and Jack will tell you the next most important thing, and your head. So if you want to get on board with these fabulous pillows and get a great night's rest, go to MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Yep. Buy one, get one free. Offer expires next week. Go to MyPillow.com with the promo code DJV. All right, so Jack and I are just talking off the air about blood work, blood tests, and that sort of thing, how it works for people to get a normal, regular blood test, a thorough one. I remember one year I spent $900 for a blood test because I want to know everything that was going on in my body. And I think there are some things, as you said, don't check them out until you feel. But if you have cancer and you don't feel it till it's too late to get the blood work done, okay, yeah, they can tell it immediately. They look at the blood work, but sometimes it's too late. So that's why I'm an advocate of having a regular every year, or maybe more often, depending on your health history, more often you get
blood
work done.
Well, that's it. The health history is a very important thing here. And I'm not talking about crisis care. I'm talking about people who feel just fine. And then because of something they ate, something that stressed them, something that may have changed an imbalance here between the sympathetic, parasympathetic systems, and they get an oddball number on their test. And the next thing you know, they're in for 20 different tests in the hospital, and they've been scared to death.
Yeah.
That's the thing I'm trying to avoid.
Well, but there's a happy medium, and that's the point. I remember my former wife, who had not had a checkup for quite a long time. She had a pain in her back, and so she went to have it examined, and it turned out to be breast cancer. And it was too far along. If she'd had regular blood work done, they would have been able to see the cancer. As it was, she lived for 21, 22 years with it. But it would have been easier to detect had she had regular blood work. And so I'm an advocate of that. I know you may not agree with me, but I advocate
for unless that. You're looking for cancer markers, a standard
I'm looking
blood
for
test,
anything that could be irregular.
A standard blood test will not show that stuff unless
well then don't get a standard blood test. Get the thorough, spend the extra money. Don't listen to we don't have insurance coverage for that. What's more important, the insurance cost or your health and well-being? I think that's also
your health and well-being.
Thank you. He got the quiz right. Jack, it's 2 points. Dr. Jack Stockwell practicing with a license. Dr. Doug Steffen practicing without a license on Good Day Health. Continuing our focus on what you need to think about with regard to information that's around. Those of you who drink a lot of coffee back and forth. This, Jack, has been going on for years. Good for you, bad for you. I remember telling my daughter when she started drinking coffee in school, it's bad for you. And then she'd come up with some research study that would say, look, Dad, it's actually good for me. And that was 20 years ago. So how over the past 20 years, there are studies done everywhere all around the world, and you don't really know what to believe. So now you're going to try to convince us that the coffee is good for you for all kinds of reasons, right?
Well, I've got some, out here where there's a rather large collection of members of the LDS Church, the Mormons.
Jack is in Salt Lake City, so the Mormons are all over the place.
Right,
yeah.
And coffee and tea are kind of against because they have ill effects for the body.
Pete's doesn't make it big there in Starbucks. And
no, there's plenty of Starbucks here.
Are there?
But the thing is whether Mother Nature made it or it's something that's the result of mankind trying to take care of or advantage of something that Mother Nature made.
Right.
And
okay.
So I have patients here who occasionally will ask me about their LDS people, and as a group, they go ahead and dismiss any benefit coffee could possibly have. But other people will ask the same question. Hey, does organic make a difference? Well, of course it does. And the problem with coffee historically, or teas or things like this, is when they are overly processed with a lot of different kinds of chemicals to give them shelf life or to give them a particular flavor or a particular kind of performance.
Isn't that the same no matter what? The foods that we are using or being exposed to anyway, those of us who don't think that this is a good idea, we'd go down our own path. But a lot of times, no matter what you eat or are exposed to as far as what you put in your body is from hunger, pardon the pun.
Well, that's true. That's true. But the more you can move towards organic, and in this country and in certain European countries, because when it comes to health care outside of drugs for anything, drugs for everything, Europe is way ahead of us, as are most of the countries that have universal health care for their citizens. They're always concerned with what really works, not what benefits Big Pharma. So a new study that came out of Germany using clean coffee, the organic kind of coffee, found out that it's actually rather beneficial for the heart. But like anything else, you can do too much of it. And like anything else, the more processed it is, the more deleterious it is. So when I have a patient ask me, is coffee good for me or bad for me? Well, if you're going by the studies and you're going by modern day nutritional science, organic coffee, a little bit, a cup or two, actually can benefit the function of the heart and your blood vessels. Mm-hmm. I would not say that about non-organic coffee. And so then others will come along. Well, what about tea? Well, tea is a little bit behind coffee in the sense of caffeine strength. But there are so many good benefits to an organic source of coffee because you can overly process tea like anything else. And the more processed it is, the more chemicals. The more chemicals, the more deleterious it is to your health.
So what do you think, and speculatively, what is there about the organic coffee that is good for your heart? What are the components of it?
Well, they found out, the study out of Germany at the Heinrich Heine University, was that caffeine would increase the functional capacity of the cells lining the blood vessels by actually stimulating, stoking up like a fire, the mitochondria in the cells that produce energy for the cell.
So it's a chemical reaction, in fact.
It stimulates a healthier blood vessel. But you can overdo it. Drinking coffee all day is not going to make up for a bad diet of heavy sugar and overly processed foods either.
So this brings us around to understanding. This is a wonderful intro into our pitch for Life Change Tea, which is a proprietary herbal formula, Jack. This is supposed to clean your body because it is all natural. There's a lot of pesticides that we're exposing ourselves to. This is a way to cleanse your body of these intruders. It's all natural, all organic, and all the teas are grown in America, which is really kind of interesting and unusual. So if you listen to Jack here, you talk about the coffee thing, and then you talk about tea. There are some teas that are really not good for you, some teas that do nothing for you, and some teas that are really good for you. There's a whole list of teas at getthetea.com, but we suggest you start with Life Change Tea. It's a super strength body cleanser, and it tastes good, too. You can treat it the same as you do any other tea. Get it now at getthetea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV and they'll ship it to you free. Life Change Tea.
This program was edited by Bob K. Sound and Recording. Visit BobKSound.com.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.